This is Dakota Datebook for December 1st. Judson Sirks, known as Judd, was born on this date in 1908. And if visitors to the Bottineau County Museum make a journey to the back of the building, they'll discover an interesting device he built. In 1926, 16-year-old Judd was living in Landa, North Dakota, where his parents owned the Landa Hotel. It was a time when radios were new and exciting, inspiring amateur radio builders. In Judd's case, that interest went beyond building a receiver. He built a transmitter. Judd used a number of items from the hotel. A round Quaker oat box contained the components. An apple crate provided a wooden base. A visiting piano tuner had some knowledge about transmitters, and he assisted by drawing up a circuit plan. Judd's transmitter was soon ready, with the call name J-U-D-S, Judd's. The signal reached as far east as Rugby, about 50 miles away, and with Landa just 7 miles from the Canadian border, J-U-D-S was an international station. In short order, young Judd was receiving fan mail from the U.S. and Canada. In March, a unique opportunity occurred when four people arrived by train to perform at the Landa Hotel. The group was the Peerless Entertainers, a polka band led by George Kelly. The band included his wife, daughter, and an accordion player, a young fellow named Lawrence Welk, whose music career was just getting started. Welk and Judd quickly became friends, and as the Peerless Entertainers prepared to perform, Judd had an idea, a live radio show featuring the band. However, Judd's transmitter stopped working. He made a repair, but didn't have a radio receiver to confirm the fix. Knowing the local elevator had a radio, he left the transmitter turned on with the microphone live. Racing to the elevator, he tuned in his station, and sure enough, he could hear voices of people in the hotel. That afternoon, Kelly's band, with Lawrence Welk on the accordion, did a 2-hour live show. Welk later told Judd it was his first radio performance. Judd and Welk would only meet one more time, when Judd and his wife, Bernice, danced on the Lawrence Welk show in California on their 40th wedding anniversary. Welk looked on with a smile, no doubt recalling his very first radio performance on radio station JUDS. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Scott Wagner. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.